The involvement seems to have exploded, says Allison Wagner, the president of the Algoma Horse Association, AHA. The Laird Fairgrounds was a popular spot for local horse riders and enthusiasts last summer as the AHA hosted a number of well-attended shows and events for participants of all ages. 2023 is projected to be no different. We had a really successful 2022, so we're going to try and build on that and keep rolling, Wagner says. We have a good group of girls working with us. In her second term as an AHA executive and first year as president, Wagner says they had 42 kids under the age of 12 involved in programming last year, plus dozens more in the open division. To my knowledge, that was the biggest turnout in that age group we've had in a really long time, she says. I think COVID played a role in getting people to come out. The AHA has several divisions for riders of all ages, the majority of whom are competitively involved with the National Barrel Horse Association, NBHA. In past years, the AHA has seen many of its riders qualify for youth, open, and senior world competitions. Most recently, several youth riders, including Sophia Borden, have qualified for the NBHA World Championships in Georgia this July. While many participants enjoy traveling to different competitions held across the province and beyond, Wagner says it's by no means a requirement. Our community is a great home base, she says. There's a lot of riders who stay local and support local. If you don't want to travel, we still have something here for you. To kick off the riding season, the AHA will host NBHA rider Darlene Jackson, who will provide a clinic for all ages on June 3 and 4 at the Laird Fairgrounds with barrel, pole bending finishing. The show season will then begin on the weekend of June 17 and 18 and will continue July 15 and 16. An NBHA co-sanctioned show will follow on August 11-13, which is expected to bring in large crowds of horse lovers from across the province. The season will be capped off with the Dennis Brousseau Memorial Run on September 16 and 17, and an awards banquet will be announced later in the fall. The nice thing about being at a local level is we have a great variety of experienced and non-experienced riders, Wagner says. It's very hands-on and it's the best place to learn. I'm hoping the kids have great experiences at the shows and that they keep going with it. Owning a horse teaches responsibility, respect, and a hard work ethic. I wish that for every kid. We've got a great group of people. Everyone's there to make sure we're having fun. The AHA will be hosting a wing night fundraiser on February 10 at the Tarantoras Sports Club. Entry is $25 per person and doors open at 6 p.m. To register for an upcoming show, or to find out more information on the AHA, visit their Facebook page.